Right now, it is a Big League Wednesday, and we are joined by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast, featuring weekly interviews with the most notable names in baseball. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with professional-grade products in every industry. Grainger has you covered. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Boone, I saw you on television over the weekend with one of my competitors, but looking good.
Looking sharp.
And I hope that was a good experience for you.
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. Yeah, I went down to the studio and...
You can't like Darnay more than me now, though.
No, you have to like Ben more.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
I had to think about it.
Are you still getting fat and happy off the Ben and Woods residuals from the podcast we did with you? Is that money still rolling in?
Oh, absolutely. I'm redoing the deck.
You send us a picture. Thank you, Ben and Woods.
Thanks, Ben and Woods. Yeah.
Dude, I know you saw this the other night, and I had to ask you because Caleb Ferguson was a very fiery pitcher. He was pitching, they were losing pretty badly, 7-0 at the time. But crew chief Bill Miller just couldn't get out of the way. About a five hopper. And Caleb Ferguson turned around and he unloaded on him. And not only like, hey, dummy, you got to get out of the way. It was, you're a fat MF, F you fat F. And I go, how did he not get run, Booney? Because I've seen guys get run for way less.
Because he knew he was, and he knew he was, he knew he didn't make the correct effort. He's kind of taken on the Joe West personality. He's kind of the old patriarch now. He's out there. He's got a lot of tenure. He's kind of that, hey, I'm here. Joe had that persona. Now, let me preface it with this. I love Joe. Me and Joe had an awesome relationship, but I don't know if I was in the majority of loving Joe, but he was a fair umpire. And I'll tell you, we'd go back and forth, but I liked Joe, you know. I've seen it before. I've seen those words uttered to Joe West. I've called him that. Now, I called him that in the correct way, I think, and got away with it. But that's just heat of the moment. And that's a big play right there. And all of a sudden, you see what you perceive as he didn't go above and beyond out of the way.
He did not.
You know, and you need to do that as an umpire. That's part of the deal. And he just saw it wasn't so much the result. The result is frustrating enough. It was what he perceived the effort to be.
Do you remember your softest ejection? Like a guy that was just like, I'm done. Like, I'm not in the mood. Everyone has bad days, right? Like, everyone.
Well, how many times do you think I get ejected in my career? I figure I got 2 or 3 years in the minor leagues, 14 years in the big leagues. How many times do you think me with my soft demeanor, willing to get along with everybody, how many times do you think I get thrown out?
Total? Three. I was going to say three.
I feel like
one. Okay. You were only ejected once in your entire career?
I believe I was ejected in 2003. And it was an illegal ejection. Still have not paid the fine to this day. It was a Shadows game in Kansas City. It was one of those 4 o'clock starts where nobody can see. Sunny out. Bounced a pitch. Umpire called a strike. I'm going crazy under my breath.
It hit the ground.
Hit the ground. He's hearing me. We both can't see. But it's obvious. So, you know, I'm barking at him. And it gets to a... The second pitch strike is just brutal. I work it to a 3-2 count. And he bounces me a slider. I swing and miss it by a foot and a half for strike three. Fire my bat, fire my gloves, fire my helmet. The umpire throws me out of the game. I said, what are you doing? I said, I swung and missed the pitch. I was angry at myself. He says, Brett, you weren't angry at yourself. You were angry at the 2 strikes I called against you, which he was correct.
He's right.
But how can he prove that in a court of law? And I got in his face. I couldn't believe I was ejected. And I remember not paying the fine, writing a note to, I think Frank Robinson was the head guy. And I used to play tennis with Frank when I was 2 or 3 years old in Puerto Rico. So I said, Frank, here's a deal. I'm not paying the fine. It's an illegal ejection. Look at every tape you want. Retort and
They've just been racking up interest ever since.
Goes down an infamy. But one ejection. So I never got ejected. You know, there's a strategy to this. You've got to be able to know how to push the envelope, push it right up to the edge. And when that umpire's had enough, you've got to be able to sense that and back off and back. It's like seventh grade when you're trying to get away with something with the teacher and you got a cool teacher that thinks you're cute until she doesn't think you're cute anymore.
Yeah, you push it too far.
You're cute, get out of there and put your hands, fold them on the desk and say, yes, ma'am.
Yep. I love this conversation talking to Brett Boone on our SDCCU fan hotline. It's not Big Bang Banking. It's better because umpiring has changed quite a bit. From when you started, certainly when your dad and your grandpa played. But nowadays with ABS, everything's kind of regimented. The strike zone has to be the same. I remember the stories back in the day, like Doug Harvey, like umpires could do whatever they wanted. Like, hey, we want to get out of here in an hour and 45 minutes. Everything's a strike today. You better be swinging. Yeah. They'd either tell you that before the game. I mean, do you have any memories of those umpires who just kind of went rogue and did things a little bit differently?
Absolutely. It was the old guard, and they couldn't be fired, and they knew it. The new umpires, way less personality.
Yeah.
Robotic. Almost. They're all kind of, you can tell they all just got out of umpire school, the way their actions are. That being said, they're really good. They're really good. There's a ton of integrity in the game, and it's forced because you are so critiqued and you are analyzed and you are ranked. So they have to be. I love it. As a player, that's all I want. Give me your best you can do. You're a human. You're going to make mistakes. Do the best job you can. I think these umpires today are great and as good as better than they've ever been. That being said, they don't have the personality of the old guard. You'd sit out there and talk about dinner. Well, and this is a strategy with your umpires. You talk about dinner. You give them suggestions. You know they're going to be behind the plate. When they're out with me at second base, I know he's going to be behind the plate in two nights. So I want to get on his good side. So how are the kids? How's Darlene doing? This is what you do. That's how you interact with umpires. But you're right. Getaway day. And they didn't even have to say it. But we are spoiled as players. We have private planes. We leave when we want to leave. We leave when we say we leave. The umpires have to catch a commercial flight. And on a Sunday getaway day, they have to be in another city Monday. If we go extra innings before this runner on second, this game could go on for 2 hours, so that umpire is going to widen that strike zone. I hated it because I just thought the integrity of the game got compromised, and I thought, you know what? It still matters for me, so I don't think a strike 8 inches off the plate should be called a strike in a big league game. This is what I do for a living. This is how I feed my family because you've got to catch a flight. You might have to rebook your flight and fly out tomorrow morning, but please give me that. So, yes, a lot of that went on, especially when I first came up. They would test you as a rookie. Oh. You had rookie status. They didn't like the way you walked, the way you talked. They were going to test you. And, I was tested a lot. We all get tested as rookies. Once you pass the test, once you establish yourself, now it gets a little more fair. Have I told you the Eric Gregg story? Eric Gregg, real quick, I'll quicken up my speech. Eric Gregg. He comes to the big league, or I get to the big leagues. I'm just this snotty-nosed rookie, and I'm swinging hard and, taking names. And I'm at a bar one night in St. Louis. Eric Gregg's over there smoking a stogie, feet kicked up, hat on. And I look at him, and I say, you know what? I sent him a beer over. Eric kind of cheers as me from the thing. I walk over to the bar and I sit next to him. I said, hey, Eric, how you doing? Booty, what's going on? Nice as could be to me. Now, this guy never, ever called I never got a good call from him on a tight pitch. It was always a strike. And I said, Eric, I got a question for you. I said, did my dad do something to you? And he kind of looked at me. What are you talking about? I said, because whatever he did to you, you're taking it out on me. I never get the benefit of the doubt. He left. Booney, no, I loved your dad. I like you, this and that. From that day forward, every close call I ever got from Eric Gregg was a ball.
Yes.
Went my food. Little strategic things. I teach the young kids. This is what you do to these guys. Maybe bribery.
Yeah,
beer and a conversation, putting them on the spot.
But now change. With ABS, though, you can't necessarily get away with that every time.
Can't do it anymore. ABS, like I said, these guys are robotic. They're so critiqued. They're so analyzed that the integrity is at the highest point I think it's ever been in the game. And it was just a different game. That's not really a slight against the umpires of my generation. That's just the way it was then. It was establish your strike zone, and the good ones kept it. One day it might be 2 inches outside corner, but 2 inches on the inside they were giving me, and they established that, and they were good enough to keep that. I knew the rules. I knew the strike zone. And the great ones were good. I love the human element, but I just think we're getting to a point in society. Everything's going so fast. Technology's so great.
Yep.
ABS is the way to go. And I think eventually, within a couple years, I think you're going to have a complete balls and strikes called by the computer. And probably at this stage, it should be that way. One thing is, it's the same umpire every night. You know exactly what the strike zone is, so there's no excuses either way. I think that's where we're heading. And as much as old school I am, I think it's good for the game.
Booney, really appreciate
amazing
it.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, I love the umpire talk. Probably out of time for... What can we say about the Padres at this point? You know, we talked about consistency.
They're two games back.
They're good one day. They're not good the next day, though. It's like, you know, how do you find the consistency you need?
Yeah, but look at teams around baseball right now. There's a ton of teams just like I watch as many games as I can. There's a ton of teams going through that. Just everybody's waiting for an answer. Who's going to be the buyers? Who's going to be the sellers? Yeah. Nobody knows. Nobody will give them anything. You win, like you said, you win one, you lose two. You win two, hey, we're back. You lose one. You never know. But they're sitting there two games out at this stage with a week to go. I can't imagine everybody in that San Diego front out. We're going to sell. You're two games out of the wild card. I mean, you're a win four out of the next five away from being a wild card team. So at this day, I don't know. I think it's great for the game. I think there's a lot of intrigue. I think there's a lot of interest, ton of cities involved. It's great for the game of baseball. As mediocre as the play's been, it's great for the game of baseball. Everybody's excited. A lot of cities excited. Great. San Diego, let's see what they can do.
Great stuff, Booney. We will talk to you again next Wednesday.
You got it.
There he is, Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone, brought to you by Grainger, with professional-grade products for every industry. Grainger has you covered. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.